Lord, I thank you, Lord. What a day. What a day. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Last week, I talked on John 3:16, and I talked about for God so loved the world that we all know that verse very easily. But I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to go to John 3:18 and 19, and I'm going to read this out of the New Living Bible. It says, he that believeth on him, wait a minute. That was starting the King James. This is the New Living. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. Amen. Verse 19 says, and the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into this world, but people loved the darkness more than they did the light. For their actions were evil. Now people, they often try to protect themselves from their fears by putting their faith in something that they do or good deeds or something that they have, their intelligence, their skill, their money, or their possessions. But only God can save us from the one danger we really need to fear, and that's eternal condemnation. Hallelujah. We believe in God by recognizing the insufficiency of our own efforts to merit salvation by asking him to do his work in us. When Jesus talks about unbelievers, he means those who reject or ignore him completely, not those who have momentary doubts. Now, when I was reading and thinking about this, I reread, and it said about the reject and the how they ignore him. And I thought, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things about the Word, and they think they know the Word, but then they ignore really what the Word is really saying. They put the Word the way they want it and the way they believe it. But many people don't want their lives exposed to God's light because they're afraid of what will be happening or what will be revealed. And it brought me back to many years ago, and still even in this church when Sister Step was always here, a lot of people didn't want to get real near her because they was afraid she was going to say something. Even my son Mick, I don't want to go around where she's. He was always afraid something was going to be exposed, I reckon. I don't know. But a lot of people were afraid of that with her. And when she did, and she was she was always right there to tell you the way it was anyways. They don't want to change their ways. They don't want to be surprised when these same people are threatened by your desire to obey God and do what is right because they are afraid that the light in you exposed some of their darkness in their lives. Rather than giving in to discouragement, keep praying that they will come to see how much better it is to live in the light than it is in the darkness. We can't go around keep doing the same dumb thing over and over and over, the things that we used to do. How we can expect God's blessing? We can't. Some may say, how can God condemn me as a sinner? Some may think they don't have to worry about sin, reasoning that it's God's job to forgive. God is so loving that he won't judge us. Sin isn't so bad. It teaches us valuable lessons. Or we need to stay in touch with the culture around us. It is far too easy to take God's grace for granted. But God cannot overlook sin. And we have got to remember that. No matter how many excuses we make, we will have to answer to God for our own sin. In Romans 9:19, it says, well then, you might say, why does God blame people for not responding? Haven't they simply done what he makes them do? The more you resist God, the harder it is to turn to him. After a lifetime of resisting, you may find it impossible to turn to him. A hardened heart is one that is unable to hear God's voice. And I don't think we want to be in that place. Don't get to the point where God chooses to let you go because your heart is so hard, he knows it will not turn to him. God help us to surrender to you any kind or anything that is not pleasing to you. Use us, Father God. And let us say, here I am. We all have a race to run. In Hebrews 12:1 it says, since we are surrounded by so great of a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run the endurance, the race that is set before us. Amen. I thank the Lord this morning and I praise his wonderful name. But I'll tell you what I just got through saying about the condemnation, eternal condemnation. We don't want to be in that state. None of us want to be there. We want to be ready to meet the Lord when he calls us home, no matter when it is. None of us know. None of us are promised the next minute. None of us are promised tomorrow. But we all got to remember in our heart, there is always going to be a judgment day. Always, always, always. And sin is not excused. Father, I come to you today. Almighty God, we worship you and we adore you, Lord. And we thank you, God, for who you are and what you mean to us. Lord, help us to take your word seriously, Lord. Help us, Father God, to stand upon your word. God, we thank you for the strength that you give us, Lord, the wisdom that you give us, Lord. God, we pray that not one person leave this building the same way that they walked in. Lord, let us sense and know that your presence is always near to us and will forever give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand with me. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to John chapter 14. I'll give you a little homework assignment ahead of time. We're only going to read the first 6 verses this morning, but you know me as a traditional preacher. I doubt whether I'll be preaching a Mother's Day message. I'm going to preach a believer's message. But you can read the rest of the chapter, which goes down to 31, I think. Because that will be part 2 to the message, the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And wherever I go, or where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? But verse 6, what an open rebuke to Thomas. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Period. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I just surrender my lips, my mind, my voice, and whatever else you need to get this message out. God, I surrender willingly. I'm not a puppet that you being the puppeteer, but But I want to speak your words with authority, with boldness, with gladness upon my heart. God, I want to see the things that you have in store for each one of us who hear this message, who believe in this message and trust in this message. For I know, God, that we have the hope of this world. We have Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, but are also our soon coming King. We thank you today, Father, for your wonderful blessings upon your word. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, help us to receive, but most importantly, help us apply that word today to our lives and live accordingly. And we say together, amen. Amen. Give him another round of applause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated together. This morning, I just want to minister a little bit. It's 19 minutes till 12. The Baptists have already beat you, so. You'll be all right. You'll survive. This morning, I want to minister this message from my heart. As I was sitting in the annual prayer breakfast, sitting there listening to a man that has 120 court cases against him, has been in prison, I think it was 107 different times. Some of the different things that he went through, all because he would stand up and preach Jesus. He would show people that Jesus was the way. He is the truth, but he's also the life. Some of the things God has used him for. Most recently, he's been known as the truckers' pastor in Canada. The rebellion there, and I think it was Quebec, but they wanted him to come and be their pastor. So what did he do? He went there, got arrested, ended up sitting in solitary confinement. These are his words, his testimony. Stripped him naked and threw him in a cell with no bedding, no clothing, no nothing. But somehow, some way, he was able to speak around to the other inmates. They began coming to his cell, which was a no-no. So they decided that you're better off on the outside than you are on the inside because of the impact that you're making. One of the things that I want to say from the up front when God spoke this scripture to me to minister today and next week at least, but I believe it's going to be three different messages out of John chapter 14. Jesus Christ is the only way. And yes, I know how doom and gloom it looks around us. We have news out each day that everything's going the wrong direction. We are beginning to see them finally realize that inflation is worse than it was. Well, duh. Get him in a car and take him to the grocery store and get it out of his wallet. Let him pay for it himself. And then tell us how it is. But even then, we have the answer. We have the hope for this world. His name is Jesus Christ. We have also the Comforter, the Holy Ghost that lives within us, that guides us, that will direct us, that will infill us, and empower us with God's wonderful power, strength, wisdom, knowledge, whatever it is that you have need of, Jesus paid for it and the Holy Ghost will bring it to you. We're getting ready to come upon Pentecost Sunday. Does anybody know what Pentecost Sunday is? You might hear all month long some Pentecostal messages. And that's all right, because guess what? Lighthouse Pentecostal Assembly. We are the beacon of hope. Why? Because Jesus Christ. The way. Understand that no matter what's going on around us in our world today, we can have the biggest chaos, but God can still have His way. I mean, I could only imagine being thrown in a jail. And I think of along about midnight, Peter and John were singing hymns and spiritual songs. And there was an earthquake. I don't think it was an earthquake. I just think it was the power of God. He don't need no help to open the gates, to release them. Look what He did for Ardor, which was the speaker that morning. How wonderful God is to His children. You see, in verse number 1, it says, don't let your hearts be troubled. What is one of the biggest things that we have learned? And I'm thankful for some of the songs that we sang. The blessing was a benefit of the wonderful COVID experience. That was a song that came out during the COVID 2020, if you recognize. Dancing on the Grave is another one we can benefit from. When things look bad, when things look rough, when things look sad, when things look so impossible that I wished I had a dollar for every time someone said that. I know the Word says that God won't pour upon me any more than I can handle, but I just don't know how much more I can handle. If you know what the Word is, why are you fretting about it? Why are you worried about it? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And that's not only just salvation. That's for each and everything that we have need of. I get excited when I think about what God's doing. When I look around this congregation, when I think of what's going on in our world, but yet God still keeps saving. But yet God keeps working in our families. God's still on the move in 2024. And when I stop to think about our theme, which is on the banner behind me, restore in 24, and I also add, and more. Because God always blesses more than you think He's going to. Why? Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Why do we take that as an option? Why do you take that as an option? You need to answer that question. Because basically that's a command that Jesus gave. Do not let your heart be troubled. Fear is what keeps us from doing what is necessary. Fear of usually the unseen. What's it going to be? Fear or faith? Jesus wants us to use faith. Jesus' words here in verse number 1 tells us that salvation, though unseen, is secure and sure. Even though salvation, it's amazing, we're able to believe God for salvation. But when it comes to health, our bodies, our relationships, the things that's going on around us, our habitation areas of our life. If God can save you, He can save your boss. And if you're a boss, you better be nice to your employees. You say, yeah, you're a boss. Yeah, I think I'm pretty nice. Even though some of them won't come talk to me. I'm such a scary person. Huh? Yeah. Like, let me get in tune. But think about that. God says to you, to me, we can believe for our salvation. How in the world do you even know salvation's anything real? Yeah, by faith. That's the only way. But we trust Him that, yes, our security is in Him for our salvation, so that we're not going to end up in hell for eternity, but we're going to be in paradise with Him. We're going to be in heaven. So why can't we believe verse number 1? Let not your heart be troubled. Because most of that's seen. The things that are going on around you are real. You see them. You feel them. You can touch that person that's bothering you, that's getting under your skin, that the enemy is using. And it's not your kids, Sister Nikki. We take Jesus at His word for our salvation. Sister Tracy, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If He loved you enough while you're yet a sinner, oh no, that's pretty bad. Gee, I didn't hear no amens that time. But I knew without a shadow of a doubt that when I got up from that altar of repentance, that something was different. It wasn't my imagination, but He was real. I know Jesus Christ lived on this earth. Why? Because we even have our calendar set up before Christ in A.D., after Christ's death. Ooh, didn't think about that ever, do you? But every time you use a calendar, you're recognizing, affirming that, yes, that is real. I know because I've got a book, and not only just the Bible, but Josephus, a first century theologian, a history nut, wrote that Jesus walked this earth. We have all the testimonies that have been passed down from generation to generation that yes, Jesus lived. And He did die according to what the Word of God says. And yes, whatever's in the future tense, in the Word of God, we can trust it. We can believe it, that one day Jesus Christ is going to split the eastern sky. Then the dead in Christ shall rise first, that we which remain and are alive on this earth shall be caught up together to be with Him forever and forever. If that don't excite you, we need to pray for your wood to dry out. That's the promise that keeps me going. I don't have any future in my past. All my future is in Jesus Christ. Why? Because He's my way, my truth, and my life. And there's your sign. Get a life in Jesus Christ. The only problem with our surety in Christ for our salvation is how much trust do you put in Him? The only true issue that may still be unsettled is your willingness to not believe. Only believe. Duh. Gee, I wish I would have thunk of that. Just for you, David. There are a few verses in the Scripture that describe eternal life. But the next verses are rich with the promises of God. And I want to reread verse 2 and verse 3. Verse 2 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Why? Because soon and very soon you're going to see me again. You're going to hear the trump of God sound. You're going to be, some of us will be eyewitnesses, because how sad it is to know that some of you might be left behind. But it's still your choice. I understand that. But what talking about Scripture in promises of God on eternal life? Did he go? Josephus said that he made an appearance back after his resurrection morning experience. He talked with, some say over 500, some say over 2,000 people. There was eyewitnesses that when he got the keys from the hell, that they saw people that they knew died walking the streets of Jerusalem. Wouldn't that have been an eye popper? But those that are going to be left behind will see piles of clothing. What's going to happen with the jets when the pilot goes boop? And the co-pilot goes boop. What about the bus driver? What about all the drivers? You think they were crazy then? That's a different message. Get off of that. Jesus said, "I am going to prepare that place for you. And because I am going, I will come back and get you." And let me think. I'm going in the first load. I've already made reservations. And it's not going to be smoking. It's going to be non-smoking. And I'm going to walk the streets of glory. And I'm going to be so happy that in this life, I made it through. But what a day, glorious day, that will be. To see my Jesus face to face, Sister Rose. And for Him to look upon us. We can look forward to the eternal life because Jesus promised it. And all who just simply believe in Him. Period. End of story. You don't have to believe that one little bit to make it true. God said it. Jesus did it. The Holy Ghost furnishes it. And yes, I believe it. Point number two. It's only through Jesus Christ we can obtain salvation. There is not multiple ways into the kingdom of God. One way. No Muhammad. No Ming, whatever. No Buddha. No Jim Jones. We already know where he's at. Think about it. You've got the way. Some people say, well, that's just too narrow. God is love, like Sister Tracy says. Yes, God is love. But God is also a God of judgment. He treats each and every one. How could He stand there and say, I took out Sodom and Gomorrah, but yet leave America, France, Sweden, Switzerland, all these countries that, you know, you can get into abortion and all that. But look at our murders rate. Why? Because there's no respect for life. But we can obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. The Word says that Jesus said, I am the way. How is God, or how is Jesus the way? He proved it. Through being both God and man. You can see the Father by seeing me. Because I only do and I only say and I only listen to what God the Father is telling me to do. We got some crazy ideas going on around here. All sometimes in the name of the church. I don't know what church of the dead they're belonging to. But I belong to the church of the living. By simply uniting our lives with His, that simply means that we're united with God the Father. All we have to do is trust in Jesus, and that will make the connection. You, with all the benefits of being a child of God, will simply become yours. In Romans chapter 8, verses 15 through 18. I'm going to first read the New King James, but then I want to use the New Living Translation. The New King James Version says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Ooh, there's that little word, fear. Fear doesn't come from God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. But you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. God made sure He got Arabics as well as all the others. Literally, he said, Father, Father. That's what Abba means, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. I know God did something great in my life the day I knelt at the foot of the cross. I know He did something great the day He filled me full of the Holy Ghost and I spoke with tongues as the Spirit gave me utterance. I know without a shadow of a doubt that I walk in sanctification the best of my abilities. Because I know the devil is really trying to fight us. But guess what? We can sit down and say, you want to hear something? You are a loser. Loser. In case you're backwards, dyslexic. Loser. Every now and then we need to tell him that. Not because he doesn't know already, but we need to hear it. We need to know it came out of, whoop, did that come out of my mouth? Tell him. We need to say to him, thank you. You did not receive the spirit of fear. Verse number 17. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. And verse number 18, finishing out. Says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Oh, God can bless the socks of us, off of us on this earth. But our brains can't wrap around what our eternal mansion's going to be like. What heaven's going to be like. We have no gold that can be represented. Oh, we just found a bunch of coins that, whatever they were, $20 gold pieces, 100 plus years old. That's not going to be anything like the streets of gold that we walk on. We're going to be as though we can just see right through them. Gates of pearl. Walls of jasper. You think the rock that you got on your hand right now, ladies, means something? Wait until you see our eternal home. Amen? How glorious that's going to be. Amen? Before I go into the closing point, and it's 12:07 and a half. Get over it. I'm not done yet. But think about it. The New Living Translation. Brother Paul's going to put it up here. Because if I have to try and read it out of this Bible, ooh, we're in trouble. There might be a word or so different. We don't know why. Sometimes when we use it, it's a little bit different. But you'll get the gist of it. Remember, Romans 8, 15 through 18. Listen up. Remember 3 weeks ago when I got to preaching in my sleep? Gave that message in tongues and interpreted it for Sister Karen? Listen to me. Listen to me is what the Spirit of God said. So I say again today, listen to me, not because I'm a great preacher, but because I believe this is what God wants you to hear. Verse 15 says, so you, put your name in there. So you, Joe, have not received a spirit that makes you fearful. Slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father, Daddy, Father, Father, Father. The moment you accepted Christ, we've been engrafted in. And we can talk all afternoon long about Roman law and tradition. If someone adopted a child in those days, you no longer had any connection to that family. All ties were severed. You had no belongings. But guess what? The family that you got connected into, you got every blessing, every inheritance, everything that the other children in that family would get. Verse 16, for His Spirit joins with our spirit, your spirit, Joe's spirit, to affirm that we are God's children. I know that I know that I know that my knower knows that God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. And yes, I have the Holy Ghost fire inside me. Why? Because even in my sleep, I can feel Him working. Even when I'm resting, even when I'm doing, God is still working on me. Why? He joins with us to affirm that we are God's children. Verse 17. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. Restore and more in 24. Restore His glory, O Lord. And that only takes you believing it, you trusting Him for it. Why? Because what God did in Jesus' life, He does in our life. But if we are to share His glory, we must also share in His sufferings. What a bummer. Why should we think that we should be any different than God's only begotten Son? Verse 18. Yet, listen to me. Yet, what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will reveal to us later. God gives us a little because we couldn't stand it. We couldn't wrap our minds around it until we're absent from this body. Ooh, then look out. Hallelujah. Amen. God is still doing a work. The last point I want to share with you this morning is all things come from Jesus Christ. And yes, we need to thank God for providing a sure way to get to Him. All access, all resources, all answers, all guidance, all direction, all wisdom and understanding, and anything that you can list from there on in, is simply in following the way. We've got the manual. Internalize it as much as you can. Because guess what we're going to be judged by? Not grandma's opinion. Not Pastor Tracy's opinion. But the Word of God. Jesus made the way, and you are just to follow the way. Jesus is only the way to the Father. Title of the message, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Would you stand with me? For you see, in closing, as Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus is the path to the Father. Jesus said also, I am the truth. What that simply means is He is the reality of all of God's promises. Because on the cross of Calvary, He said three words. It is finished. And then He died. Why? Not only for your salvation and mine, but also everything else that we have need of. Would you bow your heads with me? And the last thing He told Thomas, I am the life. Think about, because Jesus was God and man, we get connected divinely through Jesus' part of being God to the Father, which brings our life and His life into the kingdom of God. Both now and forever and for our eternally to come. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I just want to say, through it all, Jesus is as real today as He's ever been. There's power in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Thomas gets the bum rap, being called Doubting Thomas, while the other 11 were hiding right along with him, forgetting what Jesus told them. But Thomas was told, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except by me. No amount of sacrifice, no amount of good works, no amount of good deeds, kind words, so on and so forth, living a good life. There's lots of people that are in hell right now that believed a lie of the enemy. But you don't have to walk back out of here. You don't have to quit listening to our live stream without making sure. For it's simple. Ask, believe, and confess. Jesus paid the price. He went all the way. He gave His life to be that ultimate sacrifice for the world. Some say that's too small of a way. But you know, no matter what the amount, no matter how many people come to the Lord through Jesus, He's always big enough. And think about that. Heaven is also big enough. And it's so simple. While your heads are bowed and eyes closed, it's simple to repeat a prayer. Just repeat with me. Heavenly Father, I come to You with all my sin, all my shame, to ask You for forgiveness. Engraft me into the family of God. I ask right now to be Lord and Savior of my life. I now confess with my mouth, You are Lord, and You're soon coming back. I not only confess, but I believe wholeheartedly that I'm a child of God. Me and Jesus are brothers, joint heirs to receive the promises, whatever they may be. For my day today, my day tomorrow, and the next day, or however many days I've got left, I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you said that, if you believed it, you're on your way to heaven. You're in the right direction. Now comes the fun part. Enjoying the journey. The devil will try to say, you didn't get saved. Amen. He's a big liar. The father of all lies is what the Word says. But with Jesus Christ, all things are possible. But I always like to share and say, we have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask amiss. The wrong motivation, the wrong motive. Because you know, if you're living for the Lord, God changes what we have desire of. Amen. I used to pray for a Harley. Some of you prayed for a Cadillac or a big pickup or a nice home. That don't mean nothing anymore. I just want my bills paid. Amen? And two nickels to rub together. Because I got the window to throw it out of. Amen? No matter what you have need of today, God is able to meet that. And if you need special prayer, I don't want to let you get out of here without allowing your brothers and sisters to participate, to be part of God's blessings upon your life. So I don't care if it's a health issue, finances, relationship, blah, 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 blah. If you turn around and walk back out of here, not my fault. Your fault. So I open up. Do you need special prayer? And if you need a bigger bottle of oil, I can go get it. Cheaper.